Broadcasting live from Terminal West at the King Plow Arts Center, it's Startup Riot 2015. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Good afternoon and welcome once again to Startup Riot 2015 from Terminal West, King Plow Arts Center. I am your host, Ryan Redhawk, on behalf of Business Radio X. About to start the third hour of pitches here of all the startups. Things are going well. I've had a couple before lunch, then our lunch break, and then some mingling and demos, and about to start that third hour of pitches. So looking forward to that. In the trade show booth now would be Mr. Frank Park. He is with Zeg. Welcome, Frank.
Hey, hello.
How are you doing today?
Great.
Good. Yeah, and you've already presented today?
Yeah, thankfully in the morning.
Okay, yeah, so thankfully. How'd that go for you?
Great. It was our very first pitch ever, Zeg. So we got a good response from the judges and the crowds.
Yeah, so that 3 minutes went by really fast, didn't it?
Very fast, yes.
Yeah, and then the judges were fair, you thought, their questions?
I think they were fair. Yep. It kind of threw me off guard a little bit, but, they were... pertinent questions for
me. Yeah, so. They keep you on your toes, keep you honest and stuff, make sure you know what you're talking about. So tell me about Zeg. I understand it's an IoT platform, but go a little bit further into that.
Sure, it's an IoT platform for a hardware developer. So a lot of the companies that are trying to build a device that does specific things, for example, a lot of people would know a device called Nest. So a company who are building something that is internet connected, are having some challenges. Three major challenges that we defined were, number one, connectivity and device management.
Okay.
Secondly, security and privacy. And thirdly, big data and analytics side of it.
Yeah.
And Zeg really solves the first problem of those three.
The connectivity
and device management.
And so something. You can connect different devices on different platforms, is that right?
Yeah, so it's able to, we kind of keep track of all the network challenges that each device have when it goes to a home network or mm-hmm. office network, and to make sure that the developer or the service provider is able to reach and connect to those devices on demand.
Okay, and what's the secret behind that? What sort of your background and brought you to this?
Yeah, so my recent background is more in the telecommunication side of things,
okay.
and ability to manage real-time communications and IP-connected devices. So a long history in the telecommunication side, which has evolved into, instead of having person-to-person phone company, we're mm-hmm. trying to look for a phone company for machines.
Right. Oh, I see. So did you develop the software, or what kind of brought you to develop Zeg?
So we did build a software in-house. It uses a lot of the regular protocols that is already out there in standards,
okay.
So that it's easy for a lot of the libraries that are currently out there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything so far has been built in-house for most of it. So.
Okay, very good. And just so our listeners can be familiar with that, Zeg, Z-E-G-G, you can go to their website, www.zeg.co. And Frank Park is the founder. So you presented this morning, and you're here today looking for what from Startup Riot?
It's more for awareness.
Okay.
There's a lot of hardware startups that are happening out there now. Atlanta is not necessarily keen on the hardware startup side, but I really wanted to raise awareness that there are tools out there that will make IoT companies to be able to launch faster in shortening that development time using something like Zeg.
Yeah, that makes sense. And so you mentioned that first part you're working on is the connectivity. The second part was the privacy and security. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we don't want to... we obviously want to make sure that basic security is there. So we enforce the companies to have encryptions, for instance, in Transmit. We also have authorizations and authentications in place, so they're required to use this in order to be on a platform.
Yeah.
So, they can certainly add on to that to whatever fits their need for their own devices.
Yeah, you can customize it to their needs, whatever it may be. And what was that third part that you guys are working on?
There is big data and analytics side of it. We're actually not going to be an analytics company, per se.
No.
We're currently looking for a partner. I know there are a handful of big data analytics companies here in Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
and we're trying to partner with one of them at least to be able to partner for us to work in the data feed side of things, where they can analyze it for the clients.
Right, and that's certainly huge as we go forward. More and more people are setting up services for data collecting, analyzing all that content and everything. So it's definitely like how you're integrating that into to what you're building over there at Zeg. So how long have y'all been in business?
We've actually been working on, this is a development phase right now,
okay.
and we've been working on it for the last six months.
6 months, all right.
And the problem's been on for a while, but we've been really working on the on that side and expecting to beta launch, private beta launch, in next quarter of this year.
So next quarter. So you're here to create awareness. Hopefully you can get that private beta launch in next quarter of next year. And then where
this year.
Yeah. And then where do you expect to go forward from there?
From there, we want to quickly go into production. Private beta really is to build great, strong partnership, initial partnerships with a handful of companies, but we really want to go forward into making that production ready with a almost like a telecommunication level of service, which means 99.999% uptime or greater.
Yes.
So we want to quickly go to that phase, hopefully within the first half of this year as well.
And so who would some of your potential clients be? Would that be a small company, large company, anywhere in between? Talk to me about that.
Yeah, well, we identify three tiers. Essentially, a startup hardware device companies would be one of them.
Okay.
And we would have on the other side of the spectrum would be the enterprise, like companies, large companies that you know in Atlanta,
right.
That would be using, that actually feels the pain today because they do actually have hundreds of thousands of devices they really have to manage right now.
Yeah.
And they are really interested in looking at platforms like this. Mm-hmm. And then we have the people in the middle who already has a product out there, but they're trying to either branch out to newer products or releasing a second version of their existing
product. Yeah, we interviewed a guy here earlier. He was from Smart Gladiator LLC, and he has a new device where he's working to help distribution centers communicate better on multi-different platforms. I guess would that be something kind of you're looking at or hoping to connect with?
Yeah, a huge portion of IoT it has to do with logistics and warehousing side of things.
Yes.
And I have actually definitely talked with him.
Yeah,
earlier,
great guy. And a neat device. We sat here and looked at. Hard to describe on the radio, but it certainly was something that's more modern than what they've been using for the last 20 years, as he described out there. So, so again, that's Zeg.co. You're also on Twitter, I see, at Zeg.co. You can reach Frank directly at 408-644-6469. That's your cell phone. Hope you don't mind giving that out.
That's fine. I work all 24-7. So.
Right, and you are a platform to unite all connected devices. Is there any from smartphones to tablets to actual laptops, that sort of thing as well?
Yeah, our eventual goal is to have interfaces to virtually any protocol that are commonly used, both on the web side of things as well as the hardware side.
And it doesn't matter which platform it would be, iOS operating system or the
it wouldn't matter.
Android operating, so it wouldn't matter. You're able to kind of dial that in and get those devices communicating one to another.
Yeah.
So that's great. Any other thoughts or shares that you'd like to have? What about Startup Riot? What do you think about this?
It's great. Actually, I have been at Startup Riot for last two events that they have had here, and it's always been a high energy event, and really excited to see all the other startups presenting here, and really fortunate that I was able to present today.
Yeah, that's great. And so you're here kind of networking, creating awareness. What about funding going forward? Are you looking for any of that as well?
We are. I think we are a little bit premature for it, but we are ramping up to have a seed round coming up sometime in a few months.
So. Good. Well, hopefully we can help you get the word out. Is there any other businesses you're aware of that are trying the same thing you are? You have any competitors so far?
There are a handful that are out there. They're all trying to solve the same problem, but have a very different approaches to it.
So and what separates Zeg from those other ones out
there? Sure. Zeg is really built for hardware. It's really different in that sense of data agnostic. Hardware companies do not necessarily want to use a nice, pretty, humanly readable data structures. Every bit counts for them, and they want to be able to optimize it as much as possible. So binary is actually the most preferred way for the transmission to happen, both in the transmission battery power side of things as well as storage side of things. It really works for them. So we are making it a data agnostic platform where they can bring any sort of data to our platform, and we're simply delivering that to whoever they want to.
And it sounds like in a more user-friendly type of platform there.
Yep.
So that's great. So, all right. Well, Frank, thank you for being a guest here today. We do wish you much success going forward, and we look forward for that beta launch coming up, you said, in this year, next quarter.
Yep.
Very good. So you'll have to come maybe into one of our studios here in the metro area once that happens so you can help get the word out even more.
Certainly,
Check out the website. And I encourage the listeners listeners out there to go and check out Frank's website. That's www.zegg.co, or you can follow him on Twitter at ZegCo. But thank you very much once again.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity.
All right, my pleasure. And you have been listening to Business Radio X here at Startup Riot 2015. Stay tuned for more.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.